Okay, if this is your first call, make sure you're muted until we until you have a question. Hi, Kim K. She typed it, so she can't speak. All right, good. And you can always chat at the bottom of the screen. It says chat. Feel free to type in the chat box, and I'll get to you there. If you can't talk, if you're at work. Dawn, if you can hear me, Dawn, please hit mute on your phone because I'm not, for whatever reason, I'm not able to mute you. Oh, there it is. I can mute you. All right, I just muted you. Okay, good. And welcome, everyone. So what this call, we're going to go up to 2 hours today. Okay, so somebody's not muted. Who in the heck is not muted? I'm going to find you.
That's me. Sorry.
That's Jocelyn. Okay. All right. Don't make me come to Australia, Jocelyn. It's a little longer. And I threaten people all the time. I told Kathy I'm coming to Montana. She says, come. She wasn't afraid of me at all. All right, man. So let's jump into it. Let's make it happen.
Not afraid one bit.
Yeah, girl. All right, I'll mute yourself for a second. Okay. And yeah, last week's Q&A call was great. And so let's follow it up with another great one. And today, you know, a lot of people, I really want to put the spotlight today on acceptance. We talk about a lot of principles in this program. And acceptance is, it's profound. It's deep. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of moving parts to acceptance. But then in some terms, it's really simple that we overcomplicate it. So we're gonna have somebody step out that's in the middle of the program. I'm, you know, Sophie's name is staring me right in the face here. So maybe we'll use her or Ramon. Ramon is doing absolutely phenomenal. But we're gonna practice acceptance so we give people an idea of exactly what to do. Because what I've been noticing is the, like folks are accepting physical life circumstances. Like they'll say, I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now because I have to take a trip or get on an airplane. And the because is what doesn't matter. Okay, so I'll open it up for a question in a second. I want someone to answer that question for me. The because doesn't matter. In fact, I'll ask it now. When we're accepting, what are we accepting? And we got Tanya on here and Michelle and Sean, the veterans who I know this answer, so I don't want you guys to answer. But everyone else, when we're accepting, what exactly are we accepting?
Are we accepting our feelings that we're having? And since there's no really, so there's no bad feelings, we're just accepting that we're having them? We're not judging them? Is that
feeling
right?
Comes from somewhere. So it's not a bad answer, man, especially for somebody who's been in the program less than 2 weeks. And you're going to be one of those, like, I knew on our first call, that you were going to crush it, and you are. Kim's got it right. Our current emotional state of being, we tie in our emotions to it. It's our state of being. Our state of being has two jobs, and this is really important understanding for folks. And I say ad nauseum in the recordings, how we think, how we feel, how we act. We have to pay attention to how we're thinking, how we're feeling, how we're acting to let us know what our state of being is. Our state of being has two jobs. The first job of the state of being is to recreate itself in the physical world. How does a non-physical become physical? One way is by having a thought. So I took a flight last night, right? And when our plane, first of all, our plane was delayed an hour. We were on the tarmac. They said the computer didn't reset, so we had to go back to the gate, and two guys had to come out of the plane. And they had to, so you could tell people getting antsy on the plane. State of being of frustration. Then when we took off, it was like nothing I've ever experienced. It felt like the plane wasn't going anywhere, and it was making this really weird noise. And I sort of smiled, not that I'm like this, like, daredevil, but I smiled and I looked at the flight attendant who was panicked. And I thought, okay, maybe that's not good. And it was something she had never heard, but something went up and everybody was fine and flight took off and it was okay. But in that moment, as soon as you experience that thought of fear, now the thought becomes physical, right? The non-physical, the state of being, became physical because we had a thought about it. Now we were experiencing that thought in our physical reality. Another way is a feeling. Okay? A feeling is another way we experience it. So if that happened last night and somebody felt tense in their stomach, now they're in a state of being, they know they're in a state of being of tension. because they're experiencing it. The state of being has created the emotion or maybe an action. So state of being creates itself as an action. Show me somebody who's rolled up in a ball on their bed crying. I'll show you somebody who's probably in a state of being of sadness or depression. Okay, show me somebody who throws their cell phone against the wall. I'll tell you, you'll show me somebody who's in a state of being of anger or rage. So we want to make sure that we're always paying attention to that stuff, because the state of being is delivering that. The state of being is essentially at the rate that we're vibrating, but we can't see energy. We're vibrating energetically at all times. That's our state of being. But we could see it. We could feel it. We can think it. We could feel it. We can act it. That's the first job of the state of being, is to recreate itself in the physical world. The second job of the state of being is to draw things in. It's a magnet. It's a big, freaking powerful magnet. And it's drawing into us at all times. That's why I tell people, you can't fake this stuff, man. You can't fake this stuff. You are dealing with a law. We call it the law of vibration. You can call it the law of attraction. And you can't bullshit the law of attraction. It's a law. It's not because you could positive think your way out of it. I see so many people who are just like, you know, the positive thinkers, they're full of fluff and everything, but internally they're a mess. They're in a state of being. So you can't mask the state of being. The state of being is doing the magnet, the drawing in, magnetism. The state of being is doing that at all times. So you have to pay attention to what you're experiencing in your life. I don't care how hard you work. You have an empty bank account, you're in a state of being of lack and limitation. If money seems to flow to you easily, you're in a state of being of acceptance. If you're peaceful and happy every day, okay, not just when you're posting kitty cat videos on Facebook, when you're relaxed and happy, you're in a state of being of acceptance, tranquility. When you're tense and when you're anxious and your mind is racing, you're in a state of being of anxiety. And some days you can go from a state of being of anxiety to peace and calm, to exhilaration, to sadness, all within a 4-hour period. Right, Tanya? Okay, so I just saw Tanya's name. So she'll say right, because we've all experienced it, guys. Right, Tanya?
That's right. I actually went through that today.
I remember a conversation of when you were at the hairstylist, and you said, you know, that they were gossiping in there. And I said, yeah. Stay away. All right, so anyway, so guys, we go from state to state to state based on our conditioning. So again, to recap, the state of being, really important understanding, the state of being is how we are vibrating energetically. It does two things. It recreates itself as a thought, as an emotion, as an action. And I believe, now, of course, it's the creator, but it's our co-pilot, right? The state of being is our mind. It's everything. It's our hard drive that's performing for us based on what we fed it. So I believe it's communicating with us at every second of every day to let us know what our state of being is. We have to know. If that's the creative force behind all of our experiences, then we have to know what it is. So we've got to pay attention. The point of the week 2 recordings is to raise your awareness of your state of being. And so, because that's doing the creating. So now, state of being is doing two things. Recreating itself in your physical world, and it's also drawing things in or experiences in that are mirrored to your state of being. So if you can't seem to find a break, okay, then you're in a state of being of difficulty. If you are so overwhelmed because of the job and the kids, you are in a state of being of overwhelm. There's many people who can manage kids and a job, but not if they're in a state of being of overwhelm. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person who's currently in a state of being of overwhelm. And if you're in a state of being of overwhelm, you cannot feel relaxed. It defies law. It's like me holding this water bottle up and expecting it to stay in the air when I let it go. It can't happen. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. We are dealing with a law here, not a rule. We're dealing with a law of vibration. And
Mike, can I ask a question?
Sure. Who's this?
This is Martha.
Martha, can you hold your question?
Absolutely.
I'm in the middle of brilliance here, Martha. Opening
you week, always are.
Opening week rant, man. We got a whole lot, kid. All right, so just I'll get to you in a second.
I'm a newbie. Sorry.
I forgive you. So, but I love the question. I love your enthusiasm. So, guys, we want to always just pay attention to that stuff more than we do. What do we pay attention to? We pay attention to the drama in our life. We pay attention to the chaos that's going on. We pay attention to the overwhelm and the fatigue and the frustration and the disappointments and the resentment and all the other crap. And then we pay attention to the problems. We stack our bills on our desk and we worry about that. Or we think about what somebody did to wrong us, and or what they didn't do that we depended on, or how we were disappointed. We think about the ex and how that wasn't the happily ever after that we envisioned and all that stuff. And we think about the health. I told somebody this morning that's in a state of being of fear over their health. And I said, great, don't think about it anymore. They're like, well, how? It's happening all the time. I said, don't think about it. Think about other stuff. Accept, which we'll talk about in a second. So the state of being, to go back, to be very clear, is the rate that you are vibrating energetically. That is working in conjunction, in concert, with a law of vibration to create your reality. Period, end of story. Okay, and the state of being does two things. It recreates itself in your physical world constantly to create your reality, to let you experience things, but to also let you know what it is. I firmly believe that it's communicating with us at every given time because that's our inner world. We have to know what our state of being is because the state of being is the creator. And the second thing it does, it draws things in at like a magnet or keeps things away based on what your state of being is. So somebody that's grinding in sales, that's not experiencing results, but they're doing all the right things, they say, well, you're in a state of being of pressure or difficulty or disappointment or frustration, or else you'd be experiencing more clients just flowing in. You have to pay attention to what's going on in your life to let you know what your state of being is. Okay, and I want to talk about where the state of being comes from. So when I'm going to let Martha ask her question. If I forget that, Jocelyn, it's on you to remind me what I want to talk about next, where the state of being comes from. All right, go ahead, Martha.
Okay, thank you. So I can't quite get how, because, you know, like when you're talking about positive thinking and how, you know, like you're in a certain state of being, but then you're sort of slapping something on it. But that's kind of how I feel when I'm doing my vision. Like I'm in a pretty bad state of being, but then I'm reading that vision. So I don't understand how that's different than positive thinking.
Okay.
Where am I not getting it?
Yeah, I'm going to explain that to you in a second. And we'll use that when we practice acceptance. And yeah, you're a Hall of Fame question asker, which I said that the other day, which is a good thing. But then sometimes it works against you because you're trying to figure things out too much right now. Now, you used a couple of words there, like the positive thinking. You're right. I don't believe in it. But I use my vision as a blueprint, okay? And I use my vision as a barometer to do what? Anyone answer this? Anyone that's been in the program or you veterans, what do I use my vision for as I'm reading it? To let me know what? Come on, somebody's got to know this answer, you veterans.
Well, it lets you know what your state of being is.
Yeah, Sean, you're 100% right. You're 1,000% right. It lets me know what my state of being is. Then I can expand acceptance, which you haven't learned yet, Martha, but you're going to today. So I can expand acceptance around it. Because if I think of my vision, okay, and I say, I'm in vibrational harmony with my vision. So, Martha, give me something on your vision that elicits a lot of doubt.
Well, it's not that it elicits doubt, but like the one that you gave me, just the simplified one, I am happy, I am relaxed, I am excited, and I am fulfilled every day of my life. Like a lot of times, when I'm starting to say it, I'm in a terrible emotional state.
Well,
like,
so you keep using these words bad and terrible, and every state of being is normal. And every
or I guess I should say I'm in resistance. I'm in a lot of resistance.
But right now, you're and I'm going to ask your question, but you're still desperately, like you were on our call the other day, trying to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And you're in a state of being of need. So I told you the other day, just do the work right now and don't expect anything. Remember I told you that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I am.
No, you're not. All right. So, but what we want to do is just use our vision as a barometer to let us know where we're at. The vision is the blueprint of what we're creating. but you haven't felt good for so long, right? So it's like, I can't even imagine feeling good, but I'm gonna, because I know I'm gonna create this, and I'm gonna use
it. Yeah, and well, I start to feel better when I'm saying that those lines. I do start to feel better, but I just don't see how that's different than positive thinking, because I don't start out feeling good. But once I start saying it to myself consistently, then I do end up in a different state of being. So that's what I'm saying.
So if somebody was going to positive think their way to happiness, they'd have to do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay? That's possible, right? But how many people do that?
Yeah.
No, they don't trust the state of being.
Yeah.
The state of being keep sending thoughts that are based on what our current state of being is. So let me get back to this. So just so what you'll come to understand, Martha, and you're only in week two. So what you'll come to understand is we state our vision. Our vision is our blueprint of where we're going. Okay? And what we're creating, the direction we're creating. We obsess about our vision. We stay laser locked on our vision no matter what. No matter how many distractions we have, no matter how many hiccups we have, no matter how many tough days we have, we know that we're expanding our vision. You talk to any athlete or superstar or actor, actress, or business success, entrepreneur, you know, the overnight success that took 10 years, and they all tell you the stories. And while they had moments where they started to lose hope, they had moments of struggle, and they had days where they were probably down. They never lost vision of what they wanted to create. They stayed consistent with it. They never wavered. That's what your vision is for. Your vision is the template now that we apply everything else to. But while you're reading your vision, you're experiencing resistance. We're going to have tools to accept it. We want to pay attention to that resistance. We don't want to positive think our way out of that resistance or over that resistance. We say, I am happy. And then the voice in our head says, no, you're not. Oh, I must be in a state of being of unhappiness or doubt. I accept that I'm experiencing doubt right now. That's okay. We'll get to that in a minute. So we use our vision. So I want to make $1 million. That's impossible. Oh, I must be in a state of being of lack. I accept that I'm experiencing lack right now. And that's okay. I could find the love of my life. There's no good people out there. The voice tells you, oh, I accept that I'm experiencing difficulty right now, and that's okay. So you use your vision to let you know what your state of being is. The state of being is communicating with you. It's sending you that voice in your head. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. It's too hard. Life's difficult. All of that is a byproduct of a state of being that's been conditioned. All right, so we'll get back to that, Martha, when we practice acceptance.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone here, tell me, where do our states of being come from? Anybody?
I have a whole load of years of crap. That's where some of my state of being came from.
Yeah, your experiences, right? Yeah. And Ramon, my all-star, my stud. Ramon, everything we have thought and experienced in our life, absolutely. Everything we've taken in. If you look at your mind, it's a recording device. It's a hard drive with a recording device, and it just keeps capturing and capturing and capturing and capturing and capturing. And then we watch parents who are either getting divorced at an early age, or dad's an alcoholic, or mom's got depression, or dad's a worrywart, or I talked to someone today that every B that he received on a report card was a failure throughout his whole life. Every B was a traumatic event in his house. And no matter what he did, it was inadequate. Yet his sister is completely successful. Now here's a guy that's struggling in life, who's got an education, who's got a doctorate, who should be crushing it in life, who's got a career that he should be killing. This poor guy can't get out of his own way. And he was traumatized as a kid based on he was never good enough. And his sister was coddled. His sister was supported. His sister was loved. She's a millionaire who's got a great relationship. Okay? You see the difference? It's all of our conditioning. It's everything we've taken in our entire life. And then everything, as Ramon said, that we keep thinking about. So Sean's got decades of stuff that didn't feel good. Ramon, as Ramon said, we are thinking and thinking and thinking. Once the events start happening, right, we keep thinking about it. Point to your last relationship that failed, right? It takes time, if you've ever been healed from that, but it leaves scars, man. It's a traumatic event when you break up with someone or the relationship doesn't work out the way it does, that the way it hoped to, or a failure or something you did that you feel is just not in line with the person you want to be. And now you feel like either regretful or despicable or disappointed in yourself or like a failure. And then you keep thinking about that over and over and over again. You are literally conditioning and shaping your mind. Your mind and your brain are plastic. They're like Play-Doh. You shape and condition them based on everything you feed them. That's why you have to be so diligent about feeding it the right thing. And that's why I talk, Martha, about, you know, being positive. Kind people think they're positive because they're kind. Somebody's got a problem. Oh, yeah, I'll be there for you. Great. But then they like to talk about the problem. My ex is driving me nuts. Not mine, but I'm just saying. And so, oh, well, let's talk about it. And then we talk about it for 45 minutes because I'm a positive person and I want to help my friend. Well, we've just gone backwards. So what positive thinking, and we're bubbling underneath about something, but we're posting these beautiful videos on Facebook that inspire so many people. And this is awesome. No, we want to pay attention to what's bubbling underneath because that's what's doing the creating. So we want to be aware. We want to be honest. We want to be accountable. And being positive is sort of just putting the positive, you know, blanket over everything. It's like putting a blanket over a hood that's making noise of a car and then squelching it down. The problem still exists. So we might as well go in there and fix the problem, take the blanket off and fix the problem. And that's what we're doing. So, Martha, we use everything to let us know. But our states of being, you are a molded piece of, or an unmolded piece of clay when you're born. You come with some stuff. Mom might have been so nervous when she was pregnant. The environment at home might be tension from the get-go. Your energy, your subconscious mind, even as a baby, is picking up on all that stuff. That's why so many kids at 3-4 years old already are dealing with anxiety or over active behavior and those things. So we want to pay attention at all times to what our state of being is, even when we're reading our vision. But we also want to know that we've just been conditioned, Play-Doh, based on, as Sean and Ramon said, everything we've experienced, everything that we've seen, our environment, right? Like, look at right now. Imagine a 12-year-old kid or 15-year-old kid that's sitting at the dinner table tonight, and his parents are talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. And they're so vehement. Let's say one's on the side of the accuser and one's on the side of Kavanaugh. It's Kavanaugh, right? Is that the guy's name, the hearing going on today? And I don't pay a lot of attention to it, but I stay aware of it. But that's a very emotional experience for a lot of people on both sides of the fence. And imagine a 12-year-old kid listening to that stuff. They're being conditioned as we speak. Or let's say dad comes home and he's firing away and dad's a racist. Or dad comes home and he's complaining about money. And the kid is just sitting there listening to her. Mom and dad are fighting again, right? Or parents are divorced and the kid feels inadequate every time they go to a game. Kid's playing, mom's on one side of the bleachers, dad's on the other. They're not a quote-unquote normal family. There's something wrong with me. All that leads to our conditioning. So it's all okay. Every situation I just painted there, every scenario, everything we experience in our life, we have a painful breakup, resentment, loss, remorse, sadness, rejection, inadequacy, loneliness, need. They're all normal states of being based on that experience. People that come to this program have been abused in relationships. So inadequacy, fear, anger, resentment, right? Just those are all normal states of being. So what we have to do is we have to say, all right, I don't care if you're 18 years old or 78 years old in this program or in life. We just have to see where we're at right now without judgment. Everything we've experienced, if we're the creators of our own reality, everything we've experienced is part of our creation. Now, we may not have done it on purpose, I told my story, part of my story last week. I didn't do that stuff on purpose, but when I owned it, I said, all right, if I'm the creator of my own experience, I had a hand in creating this stuff. I didn't do it on purpose, and I certainly don't want to do it again, but I certainly had an experience in it. So if I had a hand in experience it, and then it's got to be perfect. It's got to be okay. So I don't judge myself for experiencing it. I don't say it's good or bad or positive, negative. I'm just experiencing it. And if I know it doesn't feel good, I know it's resistance. Okay. If it doesn't feel good, I know it's resistance. All right. And that's the case. All right. And so we want to just pay attention to that. We don't want to, you know, have to get rid of it. We don't want to freak out about it. We just want to be aware of it. And now we're going to expand acceptance. If we're experiencing it, it's got to be okay. Those of you that came through us and watched the masterclass, the first shift of the masterclass is you hold the cards. You're accountable. So we own it. Great. I'm experiencing something, and what I'm experiencing doesn't feel good, then I know I'm in resistance. But I'm going to accept the state of being that's given me the feeling. I'm going to accept the state of being that's given me the thought. I'm going to accept the state of being that's making me take the action or the inaction. A lot of people come in here and they can't focus. They can't do work. They're so overwhelmed they can't do anything. It just tells me they're in a state of being of overwhelm. So accept the state of being that's giving you the inaction. Okay? And that's what we're doing. We'll talk about how to accept in a second. But so any questions? Martha, does that answer you a little bit more? And any other comments or questions on that?
Yeah, that was really helpful for me. Thank you.
Good. And you'll learn it more, Martha. In a month, you're going to be a PhD in this stuff.
Awesome.
No, I mean, it takes time. I wish I could wait, you know, just implant the chip. Like, what was that movie with Arthur? Arnold. What was that movie?
Like Total Recall.
Total Recall. I wish I could just go in there and implant the chip and just change your memory and change, you know, I can't. But this is the next best thing, and I've tried them all. So, so the state of being, if you're in a state of being of resistance, it's a creator. What are you going to experience more of?
More resistance.
100%, Sophie. It has to. You're dealing with a law here. Don't F with this law. It'll win every time. If you're not honest and you're not accountable and you're not aware, then you're dealing with a law. It's like walking off buildings and expecting to stay in the air. So you wouldn't walk on a rooftop of a building without knowing where the edge is. Or you wouldn't go on a mountain and not knowing where the edge is. As you understand gravity, you'll be very aware of your surroundings. You should be very aware of your state of being at all times. Okay, because you are dealing with a law here, and the law will win every time. So we might as well just put the law in our favor and disconnect from all the minutia of our life. Because the minutia of your life, as Sean and Ramon said, is just a byproduct of what you've been up to this point. So now we create a new vision. How do we get to that vision fastest? Because we're going to be in a state of being of acceptance. Then the vision has to come in. Because as you feed the subconscious mind the vision every day, subconscious mind says, got it. Check, 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 check. It already knows where you want to be. It's like whispering to you, okay, great, get out of the way. But what do? We feed our mind the problem every day, and then the problem the next day. We talk about the problem. I don't have the job. I don't have the love. I don't have the money. I don't have the freedom. Whatever. And we keep feeding our mind that stuff, and it keeps creating that stuff. Mind's like, okay, you're the boss. Got it. Check, check. Mind doesn't have an opinion. Does what you tell it to do. It takes in everything you give it and creates the environment. It forms the beliefs. It creates the habits, creates the thought patterns, creates the state of being. So now through acceptance, we're shifting a state of being of resistance to acceptance. We're now awake, and we're now transitioning over to acceptance. Okay? And in this moment, and in the next moment. And people say to me, like, well, how long do I have to do this? And I say, well, forever. But you always want to be in a state of being of acceptance because you're dealing with a law. I don't have to, like, grind it out and fight it out in the physical world. All I have to do is expand the state of being of acceptance every moment of every day. Okay, that's all I have to do. All right? So what questions does anybody have from there? And we're going to practice acceptance. We're going to get a guinea pig on here that's going to practice with us. But what questions or comments or anything? I think that was a pretty good explanation of the state of being and how it plays out in our life. But what do we have, comments, questions from that, about that, before we get to the other stuff?
I don't know if this helps Michelle any, but I just finished 6 weeks, so I'm getting closer to the end of the program, but I think I was kind of the same way at the beginning of the program, just like questioning, like, this doesn't feel right. Like I am like almost forcing myself, but the more you, I'll try and explain it at least how it makes sense to me, but like the more you're accepting, even if it was things that you didn't want, like I was accepting anxiety and insecurity and lack and all these things you kept expanding. I would ask Mike, like, this doesn't seem right. Like I've been doing this 2 hours straight now and you know, it's not something that I want, but the more you continue to expand that acceptance, I find myself now transitioning. It's like, I'm accepting peace and accepting happiness. Like you're clearing that resistance. I don't know if that makes sense how I'm saying it, but
yeah.
I was very much, you know, even a few weeks ago asking the same questions because it just didn't seem. And that's the other thing is you've got to just understand that you're not going to understand. So that's just another thing that
you will eventually
accept that. So
yeah, you will eventually. You know, I've been studying this stuff for 15 years. So it's like breathing for me. And when people
exactly, are in it but,
for 15 days, they are like, I don't get it yet. I'm like, I don't expect you to. Just keep doing the work. And then you will. And all of a sudden you wake up one day after doing the work because acceptance is clarity.
It's, exactly.
It's knowledge. It's ease. It's relief. And yeah, you don't, but think about it, Sophie, how many times, you're a young woman, right? You're in your 30s, if I remember?
Not quite, almost there.
You're not even in your 30s yet?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. But anyway, how many times in 25, 28 years of your life did you expand worry and resistance? Did you freak out about something? Did you fear something? Did you think about it? How many times? I mean, hundreds of thousands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we can't just say acceptance once and okay, everything's fixed, beautiful. No, we have to keep accepting because the patterns of behavior, your mind is a reflex mechanism. All it does is just keep reacting to what you fed it. So now you've fed it decades long, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of times you fed it dialogue and experiences of resistance. And so now what we're doing is we're an acceptance machine. Now we're just, okay, great. Diet for the mind, no longer going there. You want to get in a conversation of shit, find somebody else. I'm not interested. You want to complain about, I'm not doing it. I told one of my clients the other day who's got financial woes, and I gave him a strict regimen. And I said, first thing, take all your bills and put them in a drawer. Get them off your desk. Because you know they're due. You don't need to stare at them every day. Don't think about them. You are not allowed to think of your bills now. Just every time you do, accept the state of being that's making you think about it. And he goes, but am I ignoring them? I'm like, no, why do you have to obsess about it? Obsess about wealth. Obsess about financial abundance. Obsess about that stuff. You know, don't obsess about money. Because think about the conditioning, right, Sophie, what we've had about money in this world. What we should be taught when we're two is, hey, guys, money is energy. It'll flow to you as you flow. Open the stream of well-being. Open the stream of well-being and money and beauty and love and ease and flow will come streaming towards you. Money's energy like everything else. You can make as much of it. You don't have to obsess about saving it for a rainy day or anything. Just keep expanding wealth and abundance and it'll always arrive for you for everything you need as you need it. Be in a state of being of wealth and abundance and acceptance, and money will flow to you. Now, how many of you on this call were taught that when you were little? What are we taught when we're little? Give me some of the things that society and our parents teach us about money.
I'm really
save it.
Yeah, hold on, 609. Is that Steve?
Yes, good morning. Boy, I'm out of it, Mike, but Good evening. Yes.
Yeah. Good to hear your voice. Yes. Save it. Right. What did your parents tell you, Jocelyn?
Money doesn't grow on trees. That was what I grew up with. Yeah.
Yeah. Money doesn't grow on trees. It's hard. Isn't that a connotation that's hard to come by?
Yeah.
I got news for you. It does grow on trees. Isn't it made out of trees?
Yeah, exactly.
It does grow on trees. Yes, it does. What else are we told about money, guys? Jump in here.
Don't waste it. Turn off electricity. Shut the door.
Yes. Don't waste it. Very good. Kathy? Very good, Kathy. What else are we told about money?
Money is security.
Yes. Make it so you can then retire one day. Right? What else are we told about money?
It's hard to come by.
Yes. Money is hard to come by. How about we don't need that? Be practical. Be realistic. You don't need that. Save your money.
There's not enough.
There's not enough. There's never enough. What are we, the Rockefellers? Come on. Right?
Deprive yourself.
What's that?
Deprive yourself.
Absolutely. Deprive yourself. Nicole?
Yes, I got on late. And I might actually turn my video on. You can have a face with the name.
All right. Look at that beautiful face. Hi, Nicole.
Right, hi.
So you have something. What were you taught about money when you were growing up?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. My parents had a lot of financial struggles for a long time. So it was save, work hard, work really hard.
Yes. Work hard and you'll have money.
Work super hard, right? And my parents were really hard workers. I have a great work ethic, but I'm okay working myself to the bone. I was.
But what is that? When we say we've got to work hard, like I have a lot of friends. I don't play golf during the week because I work and I prefer to work and I prefer to support everyone here. But I got some buddies of mine that are, you know, 45, 50, 55 years old. They have plenty of money. They play golf four days a week and maybe on the weekends or whatever. So you don't have to work hard for money. Right? I mean, it's not the only way. You can work hard for money, but that's the way we're taught. Right? And so we have a lot of baggage around that subject. So then what do? We condition to worry about money. Don't trust people. Everybody here had that moment of skepticism. Who is this guy? Does he really care about us? Is he an internet scammer? Right? And I laugh at the stories. Like Matt L. told a couple weeks ago, he goes, man, most important thing I've ever done in my life. 2 weeks into it, I thought this MFer scammed me. And it's funny because that's what we do. We'll give our time. Like if I moved, I'd call my Chicago people up. They need some help moving. I'll get 15 people at my door on Saturday. But if I called my Chicago peeps up and said, hey, I need 10,000 to move, I wouldn't have many people calling me back. Right? Don't trust people. Hoard your money. Don't give. Right? Well, that's all resistance. It's all resistance. You have to be open in acceptance and know that everything flows. There's a stream of well-being that flows through us. That's God's light. That's God's love. At least what we call God. I'm not sure what it really is, infinite intelligence, but let's refer to it. Right here, I'll refer to it as God. I just know that this infinite intelligence is love and light and beauty and peace, our natural states of being. So when we're in our natural state of being, picture a faucet of gold streaming light of beauty flowing through us that is bringing everything in harmony with that. And it just keeps flowing in beauty. Well, then we have a thought of worry. And then we have a thought of fear. Maybe it came from our childhood. Maybe we watched mom and dad worry. And now every time you have a little thought of worry, that faucet closes a little bit. And the faucet closes a little bit more. And then we have some thoughts of self-judgment. Oh, man, I can't believe I got a C on that test. I can't believe that little Billy is more popular than me or he could run faster than me in fifth grade. Can't believe I lost that race. I'm no good. I'm a slow runner. I'm a bad person. That person's smarter. That person got a 30 on their ACT. Okay? I got a 24, whatever. We start feeling inadequate. And every time we do, we start closing that faucet of well-being off. And now it's shut down and we're in resistance. And the longer we stay in resistance, the weeds start to form in our mind. and we start, instead of having a garden of beauty like I talked about a couple weeks ago, we have a garden full of weeds, and it looks ugly, even though it's a beautiful garden underneath all the weeds. Now we're expanding. We're taking back control of our mind. We're starting to expand good feeling things. We're starting to make a conscious decision about what we're going to focus on, what we're going to talk about, what we're going to think about, our vision, the things that make us happy. We're going to start to expand acceptance. And every time you expand acceptance, you're opening that faucet back up. And so many people that are in week 3 and 4, they're like, man, I had 2 good days, and I slipped back a little bit, had a storm cloud, another good day. That's because the faucet is getting open, and it's starting to feel really good. Okay, any comments on that? I hope this is raising everyone's understanding of the process here. We're still going to practice acceptance, but any questions or comments on that? This is another great call, but we're going to put this one in the archives too. I think
Mike, this is Nuzareth. I was going to say more money, more problems.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Yeah, more money, more problems. Nope. Doesn't work that way. More money, more freedom. More money, more peace. Money's not designed to make you happy. It's designed to make you comfortable. It's designed to give you freedom. You've got to be happy. Okay, state of being. State of being creates the reality. But so many people are dealing in their reality, and they're not focused on the cause, the state of being. All right, any other comments or questions on all this stuff that I'm giving? Well, I want to stay on this subject before we open up the questions that people might have had other than this.
Hey, Mike, it's Ethan.
Hey, my man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to seeing you next week in Nashville.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
For me, it was a message early on that wealth and heaven were at odds, you know? And I was taught early on about it's, you know, Jesus saying that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to ascend into heaven. And mm-hmm. those messages are driven pretty deep.
Yeah.
At an early age.
Yeah.
And if we're being taught to love Jesus, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, love your neighbor as yourself, all those messages to me pulled me back from embracing abundance
yeah.
in the earthly form. In yeah. the earthly form.
Yes. Very good, Ethan. I mean, money is the root of all evil, right? Money is the
right. devil.
How many times did we hear that growing up? And it's
right.
not.
And what are we trading for 30 pieces of silver, right?
Exactly. It's not, it, you know, it, and you look at even all the movies. Go back to It's a Wonderful Life or all the Disney movies. Who's the bad guy?
Scrooge.
The guy with the money.
Yeah.
Always the devil. The guy with the money is always the devil. Very good, Ethan. Yeah, and that's the way we're conditioned. And it's the opposite. There's so many wonderful people with so much money that just give. And they help so
many. Hey, Mike, real quick.
Yeah.
I see it differently. I see it as the love of money being the root of all evil, not necessarily money being the root of evil.
Well, the greed, the bordering, right? The greed. But that's not what
exactly.
we're taught, right? We're not taught that money is next to godliness and wealth, but it's our birthright.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Awesome. Awesome. And, yeah, so any other questions about the state of being, how we get into it, and then we're going to practice acceptance. But any other questions around that? Everyone has a pretty good understanding there. Good. Okay. Now, state of being is expanding and creating our reality. Doesn't matter if you understand it.
Nope.
Doesn't matter if you understand or believe in the laws of vibration, the laws of attraction. Doesn't matter. It's still going to be working. And it's funny because when I talk about these principles sometimes, to like when I give a workshop or a seminar to some a fresh group that doesn't know my program, and I start talking about this stuff, they, you know, some people will question it. They're like, boy, that's out there, man. That's a little woo-woo for me. And that's way out. I'm like, really? This whole concept's out there. So, but no one's ever been able to prove me wrong. yet I've proven thousands of people right. And I'm not, my job isn't to improve, to prove people right or prove myself right to people. My job is to save people's lives and give them their life back. That's my primary focus. So raising your understanding about this stuff is really important, but understand this. This is all you have to understand. We know, like Matt, you know, his brilliance as an engineer knows how the particles and matter move and manipulate. That's great. All I know is they move and manipulate based on my state of being. It's pretty magical, man, and it's pretty awesome. I don't have to worry about how – I don't have to be a quantum physicist to understand this stuff. I just have to use – I just have to know how to use it. I've used this analogy probably last week. I don't know how my microwave heats my food up. I don't understand microwave technology, but I know how to use the microwave, right? I used a hairdryer. I know I don't have a lot of hair, but I used a hairdryer today. I don't know how that works. How you plug it in, you press a button, and it blows heat. There's fans in there, and I can press a button, it gets cool, or you press a button, it gets hot. That's pretty cool. A little piece of engineering, right? I can still use it, right? So we have to understand that if you're spending, and this is important, all the stuff that we're talking about today, all of it's important, but this is really important. And I say this all the time, and people keep doing it, and it's mind-blowing to me. If you're spending more time in your physical world than you are in your state of being, you are doing yourself a disservice. You have to spend 90%, 95% of your time in your state of being. Then the external world will take care of itself. So that's why we're making it all about us. And quite simply stated, as we mentioned earlier, a state of being of acceptance. Everything's okay. Everything I've experienced up to this point is perfect. Even the challenges I'm currently experiencing, it's all okay. Everything is okay. Every state of being is normal. Every state of being is necessary. So if I'm in a state of being of acceptance, acceptance must expand. If I'm in a state of being of resistance, I am guaranteed to experience more resistance. I can experience it in a traffic ticket, a flight delay, an argument with a spouse, pain in the butt, a client. There's many ways I can experience, like, frustration, for example. And that's why when you're accepting, you don't make it about the occurrence. Like somebody said today that they were experiencing tension because they felt it in their shoulders. And I said, well, accept it. They said, I accept that I'm experiencing tension in my shoulders right now. That's okay. That's about the byproduct, the end result, the effect. The cause is the state of being. State of being's job, if you're in a state of being of tension, state of being's job is to keep recreating itself. So it might create some tension in your shoulders. Maybe it's tension in your stomach. Maybe it's tension in a thought about something not going well in your life. Maybe tension about a test coming up. I don't know, whatever. But if you're experiencing it, that's your state of being, period, end of story. So like I said, you could experience frustration a thousand different ways. Okay, but the one guarantee is this. If you're in a state of being of frustration, you will experience frustration. And if you're experiencing something in your life that makes you think, feel, or act frustrated or experience frustration, you are in a state of being of frustration. The work needs to be done on the state of being, not in your physical life. So use, going way back to Martha's comment, use your vision like you're using your thoughts, like you're using your emotions, like you're using your actions and your results just to let you know what your state of being is. But keep reading the vision. All right. Any comments, questions on that? All right.
Okay, Mike, it works. I've been really pushing on the acceptance. And I tell you what, some stuff happened in the last 2 days that I should have just went totally off the wall. I didn't. I hung in there. And at least I moved through it faster. Because I just accepted. There's crappy stuff, and I'm like, okay, I accept it. All right, now I'm going to take action, and I'm going to move on with what I got to do.
That's wonderful. Did you accept the crappy stuff, or did you accept your state of being around it?
Oh, I accepted the state of being.
That's perfect. Yeah, and we had a couple, like, fun little, not come to Jesus calls in the last week, but we had a couple calls. It's like, okay, we got to step this up, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's perfect.
I'm overthinking it and not doing it and that and stuff.
You're a brilliant scientist. Or what are you, a chemist? What are you? Like
engineer. Yeah.
Yeah, you're brilliant. I know that. You're smarter than me. And I know it doesn't say much, but we tend to analyze everything. Here's what we need to do is exercise our power. We exercise our power. When I go into a 45-minute acceptance session, man, I'm excited as I go into it, even in resistance, and I'm really excited as I'm doing it and when I'm done with it, because I've just exercised my power. I don't know what's going to manifest, but I know it's going to be pretty cool, and that's what happens all the time. I exercise my power, man. Okay, I know that I've unlocked the keys to human behavior and the keys to the world, and I just keep using them and expanding them. And it's awesome. But I know it's going to end one day, right? It's all going to end. It's all temporary. Could be tomorrow. Could be now. Could be 30 years from now. I don't know. But I'm going to have a hell of a fun time while I'm here. Okay, so great stuff. Very good, Nicole. All right. And Sophie, how would you like to be my guinea pig?
Sure.
You're right in the level of the program, 3-4 weeks, right? 5 weeks. Well, how long have you been here?
Just finished 6.
All right, so you're right there. So let's practice acceptance. So what we do, guys, and listen, for those of you that tell me you don't have time for 30 minutes of acceptance in the morning and that you can't accept as you go through your day and that you can't find 15 minutes to accept at night, I want you to take your hand, raise your hand up, and I want you to slap yourself in the face. Because if you've got these powerful tools at your disposal, you make time and you do it all day. Somebody said to me the other day, I don't think it was Nicole. Somebody, maybe it was KD out of Montana, but they said, well, how do I like accept as I'm going through my day? Yeah. Maybe it was in Wisconsin. And I said, well, let me ask you, do you worry as you go through your day? And this, as you're working? And they said, yeah. I said, wasn't that you, Dana, that I said that to?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, it was.
And I said, you worry throughout the day, don't you? Like, yeah. I said, well, then just choose to accept instead of worry. When the thought of worry comes up, accept worry. And just keep going about your day and keep, you know, designing things or whatever it is you guys do. Keep accepting. But find a slot in the morning. Get up. Put the devil box, the cell phone. Okay, the distraction, put it away for a half hour. It'll be there when you're done. Okay? Turn the TV off, turn the radio off, and go sit in a chair and practice acceptance. And then do it in the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. You ready, Sophie? So the process is this. You go and you sit in a chair. Now, throughout the day, you just do it as you go. But in the morning, you go and sit in a chair, uninterrupted, no cell phone, no distractions. You don't change this phrase. Everybody changes this phrase. And I say in the recordings, don't change it. I say when I on the coaching calls with people, don't change it. It's designed beautifully already. Changing it ruins it. Okay? And this phrase is a decision. Okay? All right. Great. Okay, Matt. Have a good day, buddy. This phrase is a decision. Okay? It's an action. It's a choice. You hear Doreen talk about being a choice all the time. It's a choice. So when we say the phrase, the magic phrase that pays, I accept that I'm experiencing blank right now, and it's okay. Are we getting rid of anything when we say that? Are we trying to fight off anything there? Anyone?
No.
We're not trying to get rid of anything. We're expanding the state of being of acceptance. And yes, we're clearing out a lot of resistance, probably decades old resistance, the more we do it. But as soon as I say I accept, I'm going into acceptance. That I'm experiencing blank right now. That makes it temporary. If I say I have ADHD, now I've branded myself with a label. I have agoraphobia. I have general anxiety disorder. All the bullshit that these therapists have come up with. All the garbage. And it's not the therapists. It's the doctors who invented this stuff. But it's yeah, hang on, Nesra. it's not the brand, it's not the label. The label is just that somebody's experiencing it over and over and over and over and over again. And but if I just say, I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, isn't it make it temporary? And isn't it make it okay? So Nusrat, the phrase again, I accept that I'm experiencing blank right now, and it's okay. I am not trying to get rid of anything. I'm aware of my state of being, and I'm putting a blanket of acceptance over it. I'm expanding acceptance. I'm saying, hey, it's okay, anxiety. I know I've hated you for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It's okay. Here, sit down at the dinner table. You're okay. You're a normal emotion. You're a normal state of being, just like every other normal state of being. You're okay. It's my free will to experience you. It's my gift. I have to have it. I have to have pain. I have to have pleasure. We need the contrast here. That's our gift, free will. So when we experience it all, we're in acceptance. We give ourselves permission. So now anxiety essentially says, well, okay, thanks for acknowledging me, but I have to go now because I'm only in harmony with resistance. And if you're now shifting to acceptance, I need to go. And that's the part of clearing out the resistance. But it doesn't happen just once. You have cemented and patterned and conditioned yourself to be in a state of being of resistance based on your life's experiences. So, but now what do we need to do? We need to be a machine of acceptance. And it's not about doing it for 10 minutes in the morning and doing it again for 10 minutes at night and then skipping all the resistance in between. Uh-uh. It's deliberately doing it for 30 minutes in the morning. 30 minutes. Okay. And then being aware and accepting throughout the day, especially when that resistance is there. And then maybe checking in right before you go to bed, do 5 or 10 minutes. That's what you're marinating in. Wouldn't it be nice to marinate 8 hours in acceptance right before you go to bed, 5 or 10 minutes of acceptance? Then you go to sleep and you're marinating in acceptance for 8 hours. Isn't that nice? So, or 3 hours for those of you that are new to the program, 8 hours for those of you that are at the end of the program. So what we want to do is we want to just expand acceptance in this moment, then the next moment, then the next moment, because that's where we can exercise the power towards the things that we want. You ready, Sophie?
Yep.
All right. So let's practice it, and you take it from there. So you just pay attention to whatever's coming in, and you just consciously, deliberately choose to experience acceptance. Go ahead.
All right. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay.
Why? Because I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. Go ahead.
I accept I'm experiencing pressure right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing excitement right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing insecurity right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing excitement, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing abundance right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing knowledge or learning right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing trust right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing need right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing doubt right now, and it's okay.
Good. Keep going.
I accept I'm experiencing, again, excitement, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing joy right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing peace right now, and it's okay.
Good.
I accept I'm experiencing confidence right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing peace right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing peace right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing trust right now, and it's okay.
Good.
I accept I'm experiencing feeling relaxed right now, and it's okay.
Well, you accept you're experiencing relaxation right now.
Relaxation right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing trust right now, and it's okay.
Good.
I accept I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay.
Perfect. Okay, very good, Sophie. Everybody I know is clapping for you right now. Big round of applause for Sophie. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. You didn't rush through it. You allowed a thought or a feeling to come up so you can identify your state of being, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you expanded acceptance around the state of being. You weren't panicked. You were calm. You were relaxed. Okay, you were peacefully expanding acceptance. And you had acceptance and resistance there, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was perfect. That was absolutely wonderful. So when I tell people, do exactly that. So you did about, what, 3 or 4 minutes there?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people, I did it for 16 straight hours last week. Not, I didn't do it last week, 16 straight hours, but I gave the story last week. 16 straight hours, probably 15, 18,000 times I expanded acceptance. Because I had, you know, 3 decades of crap that I was programming. So I was like, I'm not dealing with it. I don't want to deal with it another day. Okay, so I just accepted. I'm like, why should I? I have these tools. Okay, now I'm going to use them. So if you're not making this number one priority, not just you, so I'm just telling everybody, if you're not making this your number one priority in life above everything else, then you're working at a disadvantage. Let the law, we're dealing with a law here, not a rule, not a guideline, a law. We're dealing with a law here that states that your state of being will magnetize and create your reality. What we think will happen will happen. What we're in vibrational harmony with will happen, whether it's stuff that feels good or stuff that feels bad. So get into a state of being of acceptance and stay there. But we do it by embracing and loving the resistance too. I know it sounds weird. It's like, well, I don't like it. I came here to get rid of anxiety. I know. And this is how we do it. We love anxiety. We love depression. We love fear. We love lack. We love it all. Doesn't feel good, but we love it. Because then we're in a state of being of love. And then the law says we have to experience more love. I tell people, like, if they're struggling, they say, what do I do this week? And I said, go out and have fun. Put your stuff on hold, your garbage, the worries. Just go have fun. Because I know that a state of being of enjoyment will expand into more enjoyment. Okay, so that was perfect, Sophie. Really, really good. And so, guys, we have to – so if you're doing it correctly, especially early on in the program, you should be doing exactly what Sophie did, 1,500 or 1,000, 800,000 times a day, 1,200 times a day, all day long. Because what do we do before you got this program? We obsess about our problems all day long. We wake up with them. We remember them as we wake up. Like, oh, yeah, I'm so-and-so, and I've got these problems. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't be happy today. How could somebody be happy that doesn't have the job they want? How could somebody going through a divorce be totally happy? Right? That's what we do. We give ourselves reasons. Oh, no, I failed when I was 18. I can't be happy because I'm a fraud. Right? That's what we tell ourselves, these stupid-ass stories. Right? Because we're in resistance. So we want to expand acceptance all day long. Now, those of you that are in week 1, week 2, don't jump ahead to this. Your job right now, you could take it out for a test drive, but you better be practicing and being an expert to Diet for the Mind. And this is, you know, this is like, I tell people, man, like, why would you focus on this stuff? Why would you focus on the stuff that doesn't feel good? Why would you have conversations about it? It is so important to have a strict, healthy diet for the mind, not positive, not negative, just putting good food in, staying laser focused on what we want. Don't bitch and moan about your kids. Decide the relationship you want with your kids and the person you are and put your attention there. Don't bitch and moan about your company or your job. Decide what you want to experience at work and put all your attention there. Laser locked and focused. Don't bitch, don't moan. And again, don't do it like in silent too. And don't gossip in silent. Don't, because guess what? You can't fool yourself. You are your state of being. State of being is tied into infinite intelligence. You can't fool that because it's you. Okay? You're creating your reality. And your reality can shift really, really fast by mastering these principles. All right. Thank you, Sophie. And I think that was an awesome hour and 10 minutes. So let me open it up to questions about that, comments about that, or anything else. Let's hit it.
Hey, Mike, this is Steve. I have a tactical question, and maybe I know you just kind of said, you know, what do you do this weekend or something like that. And so let me give you an example of something I did last weekend, and I was trying to, you know, do something fun. Yeah. And so we went to a pumpkin festival, and being this time of year, and you know, we got there and it was good, and then all of a sudden I started to feel overwhelmed, panicky, you know, just got into that state of being of overwhelm, panic. And so I think I know the answer to the question, so I'm kind of asking it for the group, but for myself too. So I got back in, you know, I decided, okay, I'm going to step away here. And I went back into the car and I just sat there and I started just accepting, right? Just sitting in the car and accepting. Okay. It wasn't perfect, right? I would have loved to have stayed at the pumpkin festival and had a great time, but it sure as hell was better than trying to question why I was panicking and freaking out, you know, at the pumpkin festival.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the right tactical way to work through something like that? Or
so you said you accepted, you went to your car and accepted?
Yeah, I went and sat in the car in the parking lot and just sat there and I said, okay, what's my state of being? And it's like, okay, I accept I'm experiencing agitation right now and it's okay.
So
and I, you know, I just started going through it and mm-hmm. And it cleared. It did clear. I think I just answered my own question, but I'm just curious as to, you know, those kinds of things are going to happen, right?
Yes, occasionally, but they shouldn't be happening. You know, you've had a lot of stuff go on in your life in the last month. You know what I mean? Some of the potholes and the roadblocks and things. So there could have been two things. You didn't catch some resistance that was building prior to that you weren't aware of. And then it magnified, just happened to come out at the pumpkin farm. Or maybe there was a smell in the air, or the sun was at a certain level in the sky, or maybe this time of year in September, where you were at one other point in your life when you experienced some overwhelm or resistance. Could be any of the above. And what we don't want to do is give it more. You knew you were in no danger at the pumpkin farm. Nothing was going to happen to you. You might have had some health concerns, but you're okay. And so you probably, once it happens, you ride the storm out, you went to the car and accepted, that's fine too. But also too, especially at the level that you're at now with acceptance, it's just, it's nothing. It's not even real. It's just coming up from something. I'm not going to put a microscope on it. What do they call it? Magnifying glass on it and make it bigger. Just, it is what it is. I know it's not real. I'm fine right now. I accept that I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. But if you feel it was strong enough to go to the car and do it, great, and it worked. So you did fine. Yeah. Just don't you know, understand, especially when people start, like Sophie's experiencing relief, and I know Mark T is on this call. He's been experiencing relief, and Nicole said that she's feeling better and better. But doesn't mean the storm cloud won't come back now over the next couple of weeks and freak you out a little bit. Excuse me. Make sure you're grinding through that as well. Really important that you don't give in to the storm cloud. You don't panic. You don't do things that you just, okay, it's a storm cloud. It's going to clear. It's going to go away. I'm going to accept my way through it. So yeah, I think you handled it beautifully, Steve. And then just try not to shine a magnifying glass on it. Just okay. It is what it is. I'm okay because I have the tools now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for bringing it up. All right, who's next? If you can't speak a question, you could type it. But go ahead, jump in, guys.
With us.
Hi, who's that?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you. You know, obviously, I just signed up this week, so I've done week one, and I'm starting to kind of conceptualize it all. the acceptance I understand better through this call today. But as you're talking about acceptance, I'm just curious as to what the resistance is. So with the previous caller who was talking about the pumpkin patch, was the resistance that I'm just not clear on that. I mean, did he go?
You'll get clear on that, Dawn. Right now, what I want you to focus on, I'm going to answer your question, but I want you to focus on the week one recordings, A Diet for the Mind.
Okay.
And really get clear and crisp on that. Because you and I talked about some stuff the other day that, okay, yeah, I can clean up my diet a little bit, right? My focus, my attention, where we're placing it. But to answer your other question about resistance, you'll get there, quick. You know, next week you'll get there. But with acceptance, resistance is everything that doesn't feel good. Okay, worry and anxiety. But it's all a state of being. Okay, so worry, anxiety, depression, sadness, overwhelm, fatigue, anger, frustration, rage, stress, inadequacy, insecurity, loneliness, sadness, need's a big one, need. I need more friends. I need more money. I need my spouse to be happier. I need whatever. Need.
That makes sense, Mike. Thank you.
So the resistance builds up, Dawn, through our lifetime of experiences, right?
Yes.
And then we pattern and condition ourselves to be in resistance. It's anything, essentially, the bottom line there is it's anything that loses its trust in this environment. We're worried. We think, this is temporary. No one gets out of here alive as we know it in the physical realm, but we're all spiritual beings that will be here forever. We just don't know the answers because we're closed off to that knowledge and that vision. We see things with our five senses and feel things and taste things. We don't see beyond that right now. That's the illusion of this reality. But there's nothing to fear. Most people here believe in the big guy, in infinite intelligence, right? We might as well trust them. Resistance is turning us off the trust faucet and saying, I don't trust. It's control. It's fear. Thinking that we have control here. We don't. We'd like to think we do. But we could have control about creating wonderful existence, and we do. But none of us have a say in what's going to happen for eternity. In other words, like how this system works. We're all part of that well-being. So we might as well let go and trust it. And a lot of that's in week 7. But does that make sense to you, Dawn?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Resistance is worry. Yeah, go ahead.
That's where I am starting, in the resistance. So
yeah, everyone is.
I'm not making sense fully yet. So yes, I got to just be patient with myself.
Yeah, everyone is. Everyone is. That's when they come here. They're filled with resistance. I told my story last week. It's filled with resistance. And I'm going to make that part of the week 4 trainings, Dawn. But if you want last week's Q&A, just send Nicole a note and she'll send it to you.
Okay.
And it was really good. And you won't understand a lot of it yet. But it was still really good. This stuff you won't understand completely yet. But when you listen to it again in a month, you're going to be like, holy shit. Wow. Now I get it. And by that time, you're going to feel good. And I made you a promise that you're going to be the happiest mom, grandma at the Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Mom.
Just mom, right? Not grandma yet?
Thank you, Mike. No, I am not a grandma.
Oh, man. It's just, I accept that I'm experiencing stupidity right now. And that's okay.
Okay.
No, mom. And so, yeah, you're going to be so happy. It's so relaxed, and we'll get there. But we'll leave that in the future right now. You become an expert in Diet for the Mind and these principles. In week 2, I want you to be an expert on being aware of your state of being, and you can start right now. Like if I'm having a thought of worry, I'm in a state of being of worry. It's like NBC. If we turn on NBC on our TV, NBC is guaranteed to play. Whatever they're broadcasting is guaranteed to play. So we know, we turn it on. If I turn on ESPN, whatever they're broadcasting is going to be on my TV. I know with absolute certainty. But what we do with the state of being is we see what's being broadcast first, and then we know the station it's on. So if I'm like, oh, man, I'm really pissed off at Kelly right now. Oh, I must be in a state of being of anger, right? Or I'm really frustrated. I have a client that was, if you heard my phone blowing up a little while ago, now, the client knows that I'm on a Q&A call, and I got 2 Facebook messages and 2 Voxers, and I laughed in frustration, but I laughed a little bit, like, okay. But I know it has nothing to do with the client. That's just showing me what my state of being was, and I laughed, so I was like maybe a little slight frustration, But so we use what's being broadcast to let us know what station we're on. Make sense?
Yes.
And the station's guaranteed. It's like a thermostat. Turn it to 72, your room will be 72 degrees. Turn your thermostat to acceptance, and your life will mirror the acceptance. Everything that feels good. Okay, all right, who's next? Great question there, Donna. Really good.
I have a question, Mark.
No. Yeah, go ahead, John. What time is it there? It's actually Friday there right now, right?
Yes, Friday, 8:20 a.m.
Nice. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm in week 3. I've been using my filter, and I've been doing acceptance. So morning throughout my entire day and at night, and I'm seeing a difference already since our last. So within those 3 to 4 days, I'm already feeling a lot different.
Good.
So I have a question around my vision, because in the past, when I set a vision, I would say specific things like, I want my business in this industry to be a six-figure business or something like that. But what I've done with my vision now is I have asked for the emotions that I want. So I'm not limiting myself to be in a specific business. Is that okay? Like, so I'm just saying my vision is to be these 4 emotions. So happy, healthy, wealthy, and helping others without any real specifics to it. And then I'm doing the acceptance, and then I'm filtering, and then I'm staying focused on that vision, and then I'm accepting, and that's how I'm going through my entire day.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So with your vision, I would make a couple changes there.
Okay.
All right. So you've got a lot of baggage around wealth, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you were where I was. I told my story last week, and I'm probably worse off than you were. You are. I mean, I was, you know, I told the story last week. I was, you know, pretty down low when it comes to finances. And anytime I thought of that subject, it would elicit resistance. So what is it? Why do you want wealth?
Because the more that I can accept into my world, the more I can gift out to those in need. Because
why do you want to give out to those in need?
I just feel called to helping other people.
Why do you want to help other people?
It makes me feel good.
Okay, very good. There's your answer right there. Does it make you feel fulfilled?
Yeah.
I am fulfilled. Write that down.
Okay.
Does it make you feel like you have purpose?
Yes.
I have purpose. Does it make you excited?
Yes.
Write it down. I am excited. Does it make you happy?
Very much.
Write it down. I am happy.
Okay.
I am happy. I am excited. I am fulfilled. And I have, and I'm living with purpose every single day of my life.
Okay.
Doesn't that, and maybe, and it also gives you freedom, doesn't it? Money to do more for people and help more people and live your life with freedom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I experience freedom every day of my life. How's that for a little macro vision? And if you focus there and then read the other, the macro vision, the expanded one a couple times a day,
mm-hmm.
That's it. And because if you're happy and fulfilled and excited and living with purpose and freedom every day, aren't all the boxes checked?
Absolutely.
Aren't you reaching people and giving back and creating abundance, and all the boxes are checked? Everything we do, Jocelyn, is with the premise it's going to make us happy. We don't want the nice car. We want the feeling of driving a nice car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right? We don't want the vacation. It's not like, okay, you know, let me slap around the airport, take my shoes off and everything. You want the feeling of laying on the beach, right? The sun hitting your back, not having things to worry about, just relaxing for a week, right? Mm-hmm. We want the state of being. That's why people love vacations, because they're vacation. They feel good. So whenever I tell somebody, think about things that feel good, they always go sunshine, beach, ocean, right? So, yeah, really important stuff there. Really important. And so just create that little mini vision there.
Okay.
And that's the one that you repeat all day long. But repeat it not like, oh, my God, I got to get happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. Like Martha said, when she was reading that, she's not happy totally yet. So she'll get there, but read it like, hey, this is where I'm going. If you and I drove from California to Chicago, we can't see Chicago when we leave California. But we trust if we stay on the right road, we're going to get there. Despite the challenges, despite the traffic, despite all the crap, we're going to get there. So we might as well trust that we're heading on the right road. And that's what you're doing here, is you're trusting. And just like Sophie, and just like Nicole, or just like Sean, a veteran, or Ethan, some of the other veterans, Michelle A., you'll get there. They all were where you guys are. Like, you know, whatever level, whether it's anxiety or just uncertainty or confusion or just not feeling really good, whatever. So everyone's there. So you have to stay true to this new vision. And that's because guess what? In this moment, you are the state of being. If I am happy in this moment and the next moment, or if I am fulfilled in this moment and the next moment, then that's who you are. It doesn't mean that you don't get pissed off. It doesn't mean you won't butt heads with people. It doesn't mean you won't dig your heels in the ground to make a point sometimes or get frustrated. Maybe it's anger that serves you towards where you want. It doesn't mean being a monk and sitting there chanting and only being happy all day. That's not realistic. But when you're certain about who you are in this moment and the next moment, then that's what's going to expand, because that's all we are is this moment. And all we are in this moment is our state of being. That's the only thing that's real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. You're amazing. I love your voice. So I would love to learn an Australian accent. Is that not the coolest freaking accent on the planet? Of all the cool accents, that's just so cool. You guys just talk so cool. All right. So great stuff, Jasmine. Keep up the good work, kid.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next? No one? Are we done? What's the time here? Where are we at here? We are at 1.5 hours. All right. Anyone else? Any other comments, questions, breakthroughs, successes they want to share? Don't be shy, guys. No one?
Hey, Mike, it's Matt Block.
Hey, Matt, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good. You sound good.
Yeah. I'm doing well. Like I said, doing well. Everyone's really happy. You know, I definitely found myself slipping a little bit the other day, but I got myself out of it really kind of quickly. I went there, but I realized, you know, everyone's going to fall back a little bit. But the thing is, you just got to catch it. Like I found myself ranting in my head about my work situation. I'm like, you've been there, you've done that. It's going to get you nowhere. It's not about the boss. It's about me.
Yep.
So I got out of it relatively quickly. You know, it was maybe 5 minutes of it. I was like, you know, stop, enough, move on. So it's all, like I said, storm clouds are going to come. They're always going to come to some extent. That's life.
Well, you know, Matt, what I've noticed about you over the last few weeks, and just so thrilled, you know, because, you know, Matt was in, like Sean, Matt was in the Hall of Fame. You know, the Hall of Fame, you know, the hey, I've got some serious stuff that I've been dealing with. And it was really freaking them out. And what I've noticed about you, Matt, is that you would have turned you upside down 7 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was, right? And now you're just, hey, it's a storm cloud. You owned your power. You took your power. And the other thing I noticed about you is that I haven't had a boxer from you worrying about your health in weeks. And that And I'm just so proud of you. I told Doreen the other day, because she said, you know, she had a good call with you the last time she had a call. I said, I'm so proud of that guy, because he's really committed from day one.
Yeah.
The aggravation. I heard that horn. But you're doing terrific, man. So great stuff. And it is. It's just a
story,
right? Just like Steve.
I still have a ways to go. But you know, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Do I just my health still? A worry at times, Yeah, it does, but I can't give it the attention I used to. I have to catch myself.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have a ways to go. We're not, you know, we never get it done. This is never ending. We don't, you know, life is taught on a linear scale. Grow up, you know, listen, learn your lessons, go to school, get an education, start living your life, save for retirement, retire, then die. It's not a linear thing. It's a series of experiences in this moment and in the next moment and the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. We don't move anywhere. We just have right now. Right? So we never get it done. And then when we accomplish one thing, we want to accomplish the next thing. And so it's not about not never, you know, and when you feel good, Matt, like, as you know, we've talked about, double down, triple down on acceptance, triple down on expanding your vision, triple down on everything. And the biggest thing that I think people, not you, Matt, but people miss, that I mentioned a little while ago, is just letting go, trusting. Just like, okay, I've got it now. I'm awake for the first time in my life. I prayed for this answer. I got it. I took action, right? And now I'm aware. And so I'm gonna exercise these magic powers and get out of the way and trust.
And I have to triple down. You know,
yeah, and just you do know, it.
You can always do it more, but can't beat yourself up or either. You just gotta focus.
Humans, Matt, aren't we experts at beating ourselves up?
Oh, none of us are perfect, Mike.
We beat ourselves up, man. Right? This poor guy I talked to earlier today that is going to enroll in a program. This poor guy, he got 5 A's and a B on a report card, and he would get grilled and beat on about the B. That's not normal, man. That's not what it's supposed to be like. It's like a puppy peeing on the floor, and you beat the shit out of the puppy. Puppy doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
Puppy's doing the best it can. Now the puppy's afraid of you every time you walk in the room. And that's conditioning. So all we're doing here, buddy, is we're getting rid of the conditioning. And you've been an all-star client like everyone else on this call since you walked into the room, since you walked in the program. And it just keeps getting better and better. But your commitment to it, 95% inner world, 5% outer world. Does that make sense?
It does. And I come to realize, speaking of Kavanaugh, I'm not. That's what I work in. That's what I've heard all day for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've come to the conclusion that my job is not ever going to facilitate my vision. It just won't. But that's for me to take action. Can I, by the role. You can't quit a job without another. But it's driving me harder. So, like, there'll be a vibrational match for that job eventually. I'm just going to keep putting myself out there. Keep that networking.
And that's, you know, that's all you have to do. And like I told Jocelyn a while ago, you have a stable job. You've got, probably at times a little bit of an exciting job. You're on the front lines at a network. But you know what? It's not fulfilling. It's not, you know, regurgitating the news all day long, right? It's not fun. So you want to have happiness and fulfillment and excitement. And so you move to that vision. And then let the dots connect themselves. Let the pieces and the particles and the matter move things into your reality and let it happen. Your job in that process is to get into a state of being, okay, that is in vibrational harmony with being happy. That's acceptance. We've hacked into the system. Okay, so you're doing great, bud. And just keep that up. And then let the Terry M., who came into the program, man, this poor girl, when she came, she was a flipping mess. And, oh, by the way, she hated her job. Well, about halfway through the program, she was feeling terrific, and she was put on a leave of absence. And I don't think she ever went back. I think she found a new job. That's perfect creating, because her job wasn't serving her anymore. So many people that do this program, just they do things completely different in their career when they're done, or they experience something completely different at their career. So, and remember, 90%, 90-something percent of the people are asleep in this world. So they don't get these principles, and the world conditions us to be miserable. They could like here. When are we going to have the news station that programs really happy, upbeat stories all day long? I know Ellen DeGeneres tried something. Nobody watches. Right?
No, that's only the last minute of the program. The person
exactly.
of the week,
right, Matt? Don't they fill it in?
8 minutes of crap and a minute of happy.
Oh, yeah. By the way, let's talk about the bunny rabbits that were seen at the, you know, whatever. And then all the anchors smile and then they go on their merry way. And the world conditions us to be miserable. What we're doing is saying, you know what? We control our mind. They don't. We control what goes in. As Jocelyn said, she's been using her mental filter. We decide. So we're awake, we're aware, we're conscious, and we're consciously choosing. And there's way more of us than there used to be, okay? And there's going to be a lot more. I mean, the world is sort of waking up. All right, man. Great stuff, Matt. Keep up the good work, bud.
All right. Thanks.
All right. All right. Anyone else?
Hi.
Hey, Ramon.
Hey. I just want to say thank you. Since day one, it's been just a grind every day, but now I can gladly say that I feel much more terrific than I ever have before.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Ramon, it's my pleasure, and thank you, and thank your mom for giving me this opportunity. And when your mom originally contacted me, you know, that was the one where I literally said, okay. You know, I said to the big guy, I said, give me the strength and give me the power and the ability to help Ramon. And our call today was amazing, bud. And again, just like Matt said, you're not done. You're still, you know, we talked about, you know, doubling, tripling down today. But this is why I love what I do, man. It's just so wonderful. And you're a young guy that you've got the rest of your life ahead of you, bud. And it's awesome. And you're a bright guy with a bright future. And you're going to be able to experience it now. So I'm grateful for you and giving me the opportunity to do what I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud. All right, who else? All right, let's wrap it up. So this is another Hall of Famer, man. I love this Q&A call. This was great. And Doreen, I know she was really unhappy and sad that she couldn't be on the call. She loves these calls. She had a friend pass away, and then she also had a family member going through some heart procedures or something. So she was pretty much knocked out of the box. I think she's going to be doing some calls tomorrow, but we missed Doreen. And Jocelyn, thank you. Awesome. Same thing, man. I just can't wait to see where you're going to go with this. So, guys, have a great week. Just keep doing this work. Listen to this one over and over and over again. This is one of the better explanations of acceptance in the state of being that we can give you. And so just be happy. Have fun with it. Love you guys. And I'll see you on the calls or our Q&A next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.